the sailing vessel of the trader, Steve Wilson, Frank Chandler, the regent, and Princess Nadia have gone to the island of Lura, a supposedly uninhabited island, a day's sail from Suva, about which strange legends are told. As the party lands on the beach, Bob and Betty discover in the wet sand the print of a sandaled foot.
Chandu, the magician.
What is it, Frank? What's the matter?
It's just a footprint in the sand, Doc.
Then why are you so concerned? Surely you don't think... Frank, what is it?
Chandu, what is it you have found?
Betty and Bob discover this footprint, Margie. See?
I think it's awfully funny, Uncle Frank. You know, we were just pretending we were like Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, and the first thing we saw was this footprint. Uncle Frank came along and said it was made by a man with sandals on.
What do you think of it, Mr. Wilson?
Boy, I don't know. It's probably a runaway black boy from one of these islands around here.
In that case, how would he get here? Where's his boat?
Well, he's probably got it hidden around here someplace. There's a lot of coves along the beach a ways. He could push a boat in there and hide it where nobody'd ever find it.
What would he be doing here?
If he's from some of these little islands around here, he may be trying to make his way to Suva.
You don't think it's dangerous for us to stay here tonight, Mr. Wilson?
Dangerous? No. What could one black boy do?
I only meant... I wondered if he's really alone.
Of course he's alone. Well, that is, if there was anybody with him, a big enough party to make trouble, they'd run away when they saw us landing.
You don't think this man appearing here could possibly have any connection with those tribal ceremonies you were talking about last night in Suva, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, no, Chandler. Those natives in Suva wouldn't come over to this island for anything. You couldn't pay them to. I told you that.
Yes, I know. Did you ever hear of any natives in this neighborhood who wore sandals, Mr. Wilson?
No. How do you know this fellow wore sandals?
Look at the print.
He's better than the British Secret Service, isn't he, Bob?
Gee, yes. I don't see why I didn't think of that.
Well, what are we going to do, Uncle Frank?
There's nothing to be done about this footprint,
of course. Why don't you all walk around and take a look at the island? The boys will have the tents up in a little while and supper ready.
Oh, yes, let's do.
Supper? That's good news.
Oh, you have no soul, Bob. All this beautiful island to look at, and all you can think about is supper.
Oh, you...
Well, come on, I'll race you down to the beach to that tree.
All right, which one?
See, right there by the edge of the water.
Okay, ready, come on.
One, two, three, go!
Don't go out of sight, Bobby.
Okay, Mother.
Dorothy, do you and Najee want to walk around this way?
Yes. Shall we, Najee?
Dorothy, you will not mind if I say that for a little time I would like to be alone.
Why, of course not, Najee.
But I hate to leave you here.
Oh, I will walk along this little path for 5 minutes only, and then I will join you here. Eh, Chandu?
Yes. But don't go too far, Najee. You know how early it gets dark in these islands. You might get lost.
No, I will not, Chandu.
We'll only be a few minutes. We'll meet you down where they're building the fire.
I will be there, Dorothy. Oh,
they must not know. I have already seen this path's beginning. Oh, I am so frightened. And yet I dare not turn aside.
Nancy,
oh!
You have come at last.
Vinyan! But you are... You are dead. You are dead. Speak to me. Vinyan, how is it you are here?
Come with me, Najee, along the path into the jungle.
No, no. First you must tell me.
Have I not told thee it is written, thou art to follow the path away from the sea? Thou canst not disobey the voice of fate.
But it will soon be dark, and Chandu has said...
Chandu! I will show thee the way, Najee.
But where is it you are taking me, Vinyan?
It is enough, Najee, that thou must follow the path.
Who are you, Vinyan?
I tell thee this, Najee. It has been given me to see that thou returnest to the ancient people.
But wait, Vinyan. Wait. What of the man who killed himself in Suva?
So, he's dead?
Yes. Who is he? And who are you?
There is no need, but I will tell thee. Thou hast known of Lemuria?
Oh!
It is true, then, what I have said to Andra, that in these islands are the people of Lemuria?
Hast thou then doubted the truth, Naji?
Oh, tell me how you came here. Chandu thought you had been killed by that other. Who was he?
One whose life has ended to bring thee to the truth.
But did you not hide him in the cabin where Chandu found the pieces of that image?
You have spoken, Naji. And the broken image was the message of death to Andra.
But you did not think it would be Andra who should die.
In one thing, I was wrong.
What do you mean, Vinyan?
I did not know the father of Andra had planned that death for thee.
But why, Vinyan? Why?
Thou knowest the ancient law.
Vinyan, I have not broken it.
Search thy heart, Naji, and thou wilt find the answer to thy questioning.
Oh, I do not understand. And see, how dark it grows, Vinyan. I must return. I will not go farther.
Look about thee, Princess of Egypt.
No, no.
Look, I say, and tell me what thou seest.
I cannot tell. Listen. It is the tribal drums.
Yes. What dost thou not see?
The two tall trees. The hidden entrance to the cave.
When hast thou looked upon this cave?
It was the night in the cabin when I... Oh, Chandu, where are you?
Thou art calling to the wind to ask for help, Naji.
Oh, but they will be anxious. They will think I am lost. Vinyan, I tell you, I will not go farther.
Thou must.
No.
Hear the jungle drum. They are calling thee back to the ways of thy people.
But my people are not here. I am of Egypt. You know it, Vinyan.
When thou hast reached the center of the cave, Naji, thou wilt know many things which thy heart concealest from the light of day.
Oh, wait. Tell me this. How did you come here?
That is not to be revealed to thee.
Did you plan to bring me here? Oh, it is that traitor, Mr. Wilson. He has done this thing. Oh, no. You shall not bring Dorothy and those children into this dreadful thing. No, Vinyan, I will not.
Silence, Naji. It is written that this shall come to thee. Thou shalt not escape thy destiny.
But in this talk of destiny, what of my friends? If I must meet my fate, I am ready. But not these others. Oh, Chandu, help me! Chandu!
I cry, will avail thee nothing, Naji. Dost thou not know thy voice is lost among the trees?
Vinyan, you must tell me. Is harm to come to those I love because of me?
Unless they bring the harm upon themselves, it will not occur.
But whose was the footprint in the soft sand at the edge of the sea?
It would be well for the one thou callest Chandu and all his family to forget they have seen the print of the sandaled foot. For never shall they see the man who made it. Now dost thou see the entrance to the cave?
Yes, Vinyan. I see it.
Enter and leave behind thee all questioning.
But where are you going, Vinyan?
When I have brought thee to the altar, my task is done.
Wait, Vinyan. There are many things I have to ask you. You have not told me how you left the yacht and how you arrived in Suva. Why do you not?
Thou art waiting to hear the footsteps of him that calls Chandu. But it is not to be.
Yes.
Thou hast gone too far along the path to turn back.
Listen. Someone is walking to the trees. Chandu! I am here!
Silence! Thy life as Princess Naji is finished.
Oh!
Here is the entrance to the cave. Come.
Oh, but it is dark.
It is dark.
In the inner room, it is not dark. Where the green flame burns always upon the altar.
But you cannot do this, Vignon. Chandu will come to seek me out. He will remain here on this island until he has found me.
He will never find thee. He will think thou hast become lost and died in the forest, or that thou hast been drowned in the lake in the volcano.
Oh.
And finally, he will cease to seek thee, and he will sail away to Suva.
No, no, I cannot, Vignon.
Thou must take thy rightful place. Thy destiny lies before thee. There is nothing to do but yield, Najee.
No, no, no.
Remember what I have told thee, that in the days that are to come, a princess of Egypt will look upon her own dead face.